Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
You know, all these years, I thought I didn't have an addictive personality. I've never done drugs. I don't drink. I mean, I'll have a margarita once in a while. Don't keep booze in the house. Don't smoke cigarettes. You know, I thought I was fine. And then, Culver's came into my life. Do you have one of those? Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. I am Michael Kroos. I am your chief geek. We'll get to gardening in a second. But man, I got to tell you, there's this restaurant in town now. It's called Culver's. There's about four of them in the area now. And I guess they're out of Wisconsin. And I have seen them popping up. And the little sign said Butter Burgers. You know, what's a Butter Burger? I have no idea. My good friend, Dave Dockery, who is the president of the Tampa Bay Technology Center, took me there. About, I don't know, a week and a half ago. And I just got to tell you, I've been back. I've been back like more than once. I've been back more than three times. I'm not even sure how many times I've been back. I've taken my son Zach there, and he is now totally addicted. I this is not a commercial for them. I'm not even going to talk about their delicious food. They're absolutely out. You know, you remember chocolate and malt? You know, now you can get chocolate shakes. There you can get a chocolate malt. Oh, it's, and they have custard, homemade custard that I'm not going to talk about their food. Homemade custard that they make all day. Oh, man. And when you walk in, everyone says hi to you. And they're just so polite and so nice. And the service is so good. And, man, I need help. I absolutely need help. I just do. I've gotten three emails this week wanting to know about how to select a lawn. This is not, so here's how I'm going to answer that. We'll get into that next month. How's that? Seriously, it is way too early. It is just way too early to talk about how to, how to establish a lawn or how to select a lawn. We'll talk about it a little bit. Every time I'm asked that, you see, that's a general question that doesn't have a general answer. Because how you select a lawn, and by the way, the time to plant a new lawn is not now. It's summertime. The ideal time to plant a lawn is in the fall. Starting in, I don't care where you are in the country, starting in September is the time to start thinking about putting in a new lawn. But what kind of lawn? Well, whenever someone asks me that, I have to ask them a bunch of questions. I have to ask them a whole bunch of questions. I need to know all kinds of stuff about them. I need to know, do you have a family? Do you have a dog? Do you have trees? Do you live on salt water? Do you spend a lot of time in the lawn? Do you like to walk in the lawn barefoot? Do you not like to walk in the lawn barefoot? These are all, do you have a sprinkler system? That's a real important question. Are you willing to spend money and install a sprinkler system? That's a real important question. Are you environmentally conscious? That's an important question. Or do you just want the greenest damn lawn you can find? You know, that I want the greenest lawn on the block, and I don't care what it's going to take to get there. Bring on the chemicals. Well, I got the greenest lawn on the block in my neighborhood right now. I do. Hands down, my lawn is greener than everybody else's. It has some issues. Mind you, it does have issues, but it is greener than anyone else's, and I went 100% organic this year. I used Mill Organite. Well, I didn't go 100% organic. Let's say I went 95% organic, and I have Mill Organite. And I'm like swearing by it. Now, in the fall, I'm going to have to add some potassium, which is going to take me immediately out of the organic field. I will put down a I'm going to put down more Mill Organite, but I'm also going to put down probably an 808 fertilizer that will have a chemical nitrogen to it that will, you know, speed up the greening. But it, more importantly, it will have the potassium that will, you know, need to balance my lawn out. And then in the spring, I will probably do the same thing. But the rest of the fertilizer and most of the fertilizer, 90 to 95% of the fertilizer will be Mill Organite. So, you know, that's that. But I mean, you know, some people, they want to hire Bob's Lawn Care or Bob's Chemical Lawn Care to come out and spray stuff on the yard and put down all this stuff so they have a super green weed-free yard. And that's fine. I don't have a problem with that. And some people don't. And I don't have a problem with that. I'm leaning more towards you now. Although I'm not, I will use chemicals on my yard. I get bugs in my yard, I'm going to be using chemicals probably. Although this year, I killed chinch bugs for the first time in my life, but it wasn't. I'm going to, let me throw a caveat here. It wasn't a very bad infestation. It was probably a mild infestation. But for the first time ever, I killed them organically with an organic pesticide that is no longer manufactured. I just had it laying around, and it had to be 20 years old when I used it. But, and they don't make it anymore. It's gone. But it was organic, and I did get rid of the chinch bugs. Now, I don't know if I could get rid of a bad chinch bug infestation with it. But, you know, yay for me. I've also got some, I've also got part of a 2.5 gallon jug of diazinon AG500 out there, you know, hibernating in case I need it. They don't make that anymore either, but it certainly does kill chinch bugs, and it's a chemical, and I will use it if I get a bad chinch bug infestation. I have no problem pulling out the diazinon. But getting back to how to select a lawn. You know, if you are a retired person and you're not going to be spending a lot of time on your yard, then there are grasses that might be good for you. Low-maintenance grasses, not very comfortable to walk on in bare feet, but like zoysia grass would be probably a reasonably good selection for you. If you are a family and you're in the Midwest and you got big dogs, you might really want to consider buffalo grass. Oh, and you don't have an irrigation system. You definitely might want to consider buffalo grass. It is the only true native grass to the you know, to North America. And it's drought tolerant. It grows to about 6 inches tall, and then it stops. It does get some ugly seed heads, so you do have to mow it. But it's drought resistant, and it looks nice, takes a ton of traffic, and dogs like to run out in the middle of it and poop. They just do. But then again, if you're one of these people who really enjoy a manicured lawn and you want it to look like a golf course, you might want to consider Bermuda. But again, with that, you're going to need a sprinkler system. You're going to have a high fertilizer situation. You know, all of those things are going to be happening for you. So, you know, I wrote an article once. I have to find it and stick it someplace where you can find it about how to select a lawn. It's a good thing to do. It's you know, I like planting lawns. And by the way, all of the ways that you can plant lawns, the easy way, well, the one thing that gives you an instant lawn is to put it down with sod. But you'd be surprised how many people screw that up. My former next-door neighbor sodded his lawn, and I knew right from the get-go that that lawn was going to not be a success. I absolutely knew it was not going to be a success. He did everything wrong. And, you know, people tried to tell him. I didn't try and tell him because the guy's kind of like, I don't know. If you're watching Big Brother, the guy's just like Cody. Okay, this will make sense to very few of you. But, you know, he couldn't tell him anything. Sure enough, he put in this very expensive Floritam St. Augustine sod, and the next thing you knew, he had weeds growing up through it because he did not do the correct thing. And so, you know, doing the correct thing is relatively easy. And I want to tell you something else. Companies that come out and put sod in for you, most of them, the overwhelming majority of them, know just three things. You want to know what the three things are? You go in and you scrape off the old grass. Then you put down the new grass with the green side up. Then you pick up the check. Other than that, they know nothing about grass. They know absolutely nothing about how to grow grass, how to, you know, what kind of grass you should buy. I have seen sod people sell people grass that it has to have 100% sun in shade tolerant areas. I have seen people sell grass that cannot take salt in areas that are surrounded by salt water. They just, whatever it is, boom, you know, scrape off the old stuff. Don't, you know, you have to do more than just scrape up the old stuff. But that's what they do. They scrape up the old stuff, throw down the new sod, green side up, and pick up the check. That's what they do. Anyway, this is Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I hope you are having an absolutely terrific day.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction, Hope, and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Biz Talk Radio.
I finally did it. I have attempted to do it. And I absolutely cannot believe government bureaucracy. Oh, hi, everyone. I'm Michael Crows. This is Ask the Garden Geek. I'm the chief geek around here. I talk about plants some of the time. Well, right now I'm going to talk about government and my trees. I decided, finally, to remove these two very old, worn out, tired oak trees from the front yard that are right up by the house. I've had branches fall off of these trees, onto the house, onto my front yard. The one tree looks like it's going to fall down any second. The other tree has just been taken back. So I found a tree service, and I said, okay, let's pull the trigger. He gave me a price. It was expensive. It wasn't cheap, but he gave me a price. He says, well, you got to go to your local community, and we have to get permits to pull these, you know, to take these trees down. I said, okay. And so he says it would be best if you went down and did it. So I had to drive down to City Hall and fill out these little forms, and I had two trees. Well, guess what that required? That required a visit from the city's very own arborist, who showed up when I was not home and looked at the trees and left a note on my door saying that the trees were fine and could not be taken down. Now, I wish I could publish a picture of the trees, and I should just do this. The one tree literally has a gash in the trunk, and it has, you know, it is just terrible. The other tree is where the giant branches, two giant branches, came down already. I've already spent close to $400 removing branches from that tree that were hanging over my neighbor's house. And he's saying that these trees are just fine. So I called up and I talked to the guy. You know, I want to talk to the guy. Well, he doesn't usually talk. I said, I want to talk to the guy. The guy calls me back. I said, you got to be kidding me. I said, did you actually look at these trees? I said, you know, they're... And he goes, yeah, well, he says, I think that with proper trimming and fertilization, they could be rehabilitated. I said, what is the appeals process? Because I've been doing this for a long time. And, I have had two certified arborists tell me, one of them who's a good friend of mine, if I mentioned his name, you would know who he is. I mentioned his name, he knew who he was. Tell me that these trees are at the end of their life and it's dangerous to leave them there. One of them has a branch that goes over the street. And if that branch comes down on cars, and that branch is going to come down. And he said, then you should trim that branch. So I then said, do you have a copy of the ordinance? He said, no, but it's online. You can pull it up. I said, okay, thanks a lot. Have a nice day. Goodbye. I pulled up the copy of the ordinance. And guess what? I can trim those trees up to 30% per year. So instead of spending the thousands of dollars I was ready to spend right now to remove the trees, I got Tree Guy coming back out, and he's going to give me another price. We're going to take the one tree down 30%, which is essentially going to leave a stump with a couple of little tiny branches sticking up out of the, you know, into the sky. And the other one, I'm going to chop off that, you know, that one very large branch that goes over the street, and another one that kind of goes over my neighbor's yard, and that will be the 30% of that. Then the next year, I'm going to do it again, which will bring that, by the time I'm done with that, and I'm within the law doing it that way. And by the way, I'm going to photograph the trees before and after the pruning so that I have this documented, because I don't want to fight with the arborist people. And, you know, I don't want to make the tree people unhappy. So I'm going to document with a digital camera with a timestamp on it how I've trimmed it. And then a year later, how I've trimmed it again. And at that point, I will, you know, by the time I do this in 3 years, I won't have the trees anymore, because I'm going to take them down 30% each year. Well, I'll have like a stump sticking out. But that's what I'm going to do. They're my trees. All right. Do these people make the mortgage payment around here? No. Do they maintain the trees? No. They're just telling me I can't take the trees out. And if I did take the tree, I read the ordinance. If I take two trees out, I got to put two trees in. I don't have room. This is not a big lot. I don't want trees. I have too many damn trees as it is. There's two trees out by the tree line area that I would love to take out, but I know that I can't. But that is on the city of Clearwater's property, okay? So they get to maintain it from now on. I've been maintaining them, but now they've made me mad. Every time I think that they need trimming, I'm going to call Arborist Guy and say, you need to come trim those trees. Because if they fall down on the street, you're in trouble. Not me, because those are your trees. I'm dealing with mine. But that's what I'm dealing with. You know, government bureaucracies when taking care of plants on your own property. It is absolutely crazy. I run into this all the time. Now, it hasn't happened here, but there are cities around that it is against the law, and I do not know why this is, but it is against the law to collect rainwater off your roof. My brother's got this nifty 55-gallon drum thingy that is connected to his gutters. And when it rains, he fills that up, and then he's got a hose coming off that, and he drags that, he takes that hose out, and he waters all of the plants on the side of his house with it. You know, he just saves it up, waters it as he needs it. And he's got, you know, he's not, I think that they want, you know, that he has to buy his water from the city that he lives in. And I think that's what they want him to do. They just want him to spend money buying their water. They don't want to use the rainwater. I don't know. But he's doing it. You know, they haven't told him no yet, but there's a lot of people in a lot of cities where you're not allowed to do that. And it's crazy. Where I live, we have fertilizer restrictions. I could put down organic, 100% organic milorganite right now, but I can't legally, okay? Luckily, I put it down just before the deadline, and I put a lot of it down. But, you know, the lawn care companies right now, if they take on a new lawn that hasn't been fertilized in a year and it's dying for nutrition, they can't do anything with it. They can't touch it until September 1st. You know, they can spray insecticide on it. They can put weed control on it. I don't know why they would want to this time of year. But, you know, they could do all of that, but they can't put fertilizer down. It is absolutely crazy. And the science that goes along with that doesn't make sense. The science is lawn fertilizer is almost always absorbed into the plant very, very quickly. Where you get the runoff problems is in agriculture. That's where you get runoff, because they use a lot of fertilizer, and a lot of it runs off. You know, they use more than they need. What can I say? Well, you're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos. I hope you're having a terrific day. And stick with us. And, you know, we'll do this some more because that's what we do.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Attention hernia mesh implant surgery patients. A popular hernia surgery product has been linked to a high rate of complications and injuries. If you or a loved one had a surgery where a hernia mesh was implanted and have experienced pain, infection, adhesions, mesh migration or product rejection, needed replacement or revision surgery, or other adverse reactions, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Time is limited to file a claim. Call now for your free consultation. Call 800-706-6897. 800-706-6897. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more.
Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible, too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Biz Talk Radio.
I want you to know what a good citizen I have become. Oh, hi, everybody. This is Michael Kroos, and this is Ask the Garden Geek, and I am Michael Recycle. Yeah, that's me. I have finally turned into Michael Recycle. Our city forces us to recycle. It's not an option. We are forced. I have this big blue bin with wheels on it that if I don't take it out there once a month, they charge me 10 more bucks on my bill. And so I begrudgingly would go out there with an aluminum can and throw it in that thing and take it down to the street once a month. But you know what? I've evolved. I have actually evolved. I get a lot of cardboard because I get a lot of stuff shipped to me. I get a lot of stuff shipped to me because I do a nationally syndicated gardening radio show. So people are constantly sending me stuff in boxes. And, you know, I used to throw the boxes away. Well, now I take those. And by the way, I have a lot more boxes because I've gotten to the point now to where I rarely go to stores to buy anything. I go to the grocery store. Okay. I run. But I don't buy all my groceries from the grocery store anymore. I buy some of them from Amazon, not everything. But anything else that I need, like when I want a shirt, I needed a belt. And, you know, here was my options to get a belt. I could go up to the mall and park and walk in the mall and go to JCPenney and look at all the belts and decide when, find my size, which isn't easy, and see what the selection is and hope they have something that is acceptable to me and buy it. And then walk back through the mall, walk past the food court, buy some fattening foods, spend more money, go find my car and drive home. Or I could go on Amazon and I could type in men's belt and stick the size in there. And then boom goes the dynamite. There's like 100 of them I can choose from. And I'm an Amazon Prime member. So I just say, oh, look, there's a nice belt. Okay, click. And the next thing you know, the next day, the belt's here, or the day after that, 2 days, 1 to 2 days, depending upon a lot of stuff I get the next day because there's a big Amazon warehouse down the road. So a lot of stuff I get the very next day. I think I got the belt the next day. But the belt came in a box. So the box goes out into the recycle bin. And, you know, I bought a vacuum cleaner from QVC. Did I tell you that? I tell you what, this is where my life is now. The most exciting thing I have done is buy a vacuum cleaner from QVC. And it came. It's a neat vacuum cleaner. It's purple. It's the new Shark. It does all kinds of weird stuff. It's got all these attachments. Came in a big box. And inside that big box was another box. So, you know, I took all this stuff apart, you know, I had all this, and then all the packing stuff that goes in the box. Took it all out to the recycle bin, threw it in there. Yeah. Bought some cereal and some other stuff on Amazon, you know, stuff that, you know, you can't buy bread there. But, you know, I bought, you know, just some stuff. I bought some peanut butter. It came in a box. The next day, box all went in the recycle thing. And this is just, like, so cool. I drink soda out of plastic bottles. Plastic bottles go out in the recycle thing. I am now Michael Recycle. My recycle bin is overloaded by the time I get it out there. And this truck comes by on Tuesday mornings, 7 o'clock. I can hear the truck coming down the road. thing wraps around there, scoops that thing up, dumps it in there. And then I don't know how they do this. I have absolutely no idea how this all happens. But I know it's got to be costly because none of this stuff is sorted. I mean, I just throw stuff in the bin and then it just goes into the truck and then they take it someplace, you know, to Recycle World. I don't know where they take it, but they take it there and somebody has got to go through all of that stuff and put all the plastic over here, all the clear glass over here, all the brown glass over here, all the plastic. Yeah, all of this stuff's all got to go in different directions. So that has got to take, I can't see a machine that does that. Maybe there is. This is America, you know, maybe there is. Machine was probably built in China, but maybe there is. Something that sorts all, but all that stuff's got to be sorted, which costs money. Now, you know, these bins that they put in every house in my town, that cost a lot of money. These big trucks that they use to come get that stuff, along with an employee that drives that truck, big money. And then wherever they take it to, they have to take it to some place that they had to build, I'm sure, big money. And then sorting all that stuff, big money. I'm going to bet, I'm just going to bet that it costs more to recycle than they get out of all that stuff. I'm just going to bet that that's the case. And had this been left up to private industry, I think it would be more successful. And let me give you an example of why I know that to be true. There's a guy that used to live around the corner. Nice guy. He bought a brand new Chevy pickup truck, great big one, and he had a trailer. And what he does is he drives around the neighborhoods in town every day, every night, actually. He starts, you know, he just drives around all day and into the evening. Ambitious guy, him and his son. And they see stuff out at the street, like somebody got a new washing machine. They take the old washing machine, stick it out the street. They pick it up. I threw away some metal bed frames the other day. They picked it up. All this stuff, they just pick up. And then they take it, and this is what this guy's doing for a living. Okay, he's got a beautiful brand new truck. His wife drives a pretty nice car. They've got a house that's pretty darn nice. You know, it's in my neighborhood. Actually, the model is the same model as mine, except it's bigger. They got a big Florida room off the back of it. And, you know, and this is all them recycling. And this guy's making bank by driving around and picking his stuff up. He doesn't have all this big equipment and all this, you know, all this mess to do all of this stuff. He's doing it. So if private industry, if they just turned recycling over to private industry, it would work real well. Let me tell you, my late uncle belonged to this Methodist church up in Newport Richey. Very dedicated member. And Methodist Church needed money. And my uncle retired, came up with a plan with a couple other guys. They found out that newspapers, you know, back when everybody got newspapers could be sold for recycling. So they set up like a little route where they would volunteer and they would go out and they would gather up everybody's newspaper. They said, please leave your newspapers out on this day. We're coming on that day, and we will gather up all your newspapers. Save all of this week's newspapers. We're going to come get them. And they had a regular route. Well, the next thing you know, they're like making big money doing this for the church. And the next thing, let me just tell you, they wanted to pay off the sanctuary. They paid off the sanctuary just like that. They paid off the sanctuary with newspapers. By the time they were done, and by the way, it wasn't the church itself, it was the men's club of the church that did this. They wanted to build all these classrooms. And by the time they were done, they had four trucks that they bought, used trucks they bought that the church owned with trailers, and they had extensive routes set out, all volunteer. And they went out and they gathered up newspapers. They paid for the classrooms. They paid for everything. I mean, they just had a big operation going. They had all kinds of outreach that they paid for.
They had all kinds of food programs that they paid for. All of this from recycling newspapers. Now, that business model, I mean, my uncle's long since gone, but I know now that that business model would not work because there's not enough newspapers to find, because nobody buys newspapers anymore because there's this thing called the internet. But, you know, that was not the government doing this. That was private, you know, it was church did it. Paid everything off in the church. Church 100% debt-free. Beautiful sanctuary. Beautiful classrooms. Beautiful everything they needed. And they weren't out holding their hands out to their members saying, donate, donate, donate. No. They're saying to their members, come help us gather newspapers. And I'm going to tell you, the retirees up there loved it. They loved volunteering and going out. That was one of my uncle's favorite things to do, is go out with all his buds. And I went with him several times to pick up newspapers. It was fun. It was great. So leave recycling to private, okay? Take it out of the city. But I am doing my, you know, my job. I am recycling. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370, 800-605-5370, call 800-605-5370.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call MyFlightSearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call MyFlightSearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call MyFlightSearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stuff on my show. I usually delete them, but some I found interesting. School's getting ready to start up again. Oh, hi everybody, you're listening to Ask the Garden Geek, and I am your chief geek. I'm Michael Crows, and I'm here to talk to you about stuff. All kinds of stuff. School is getting ready to start here soon, and sooner in Florida than in a lot of areas. And I get a news release from a pest control company saying all the stuff you got to watch out for in schools as far as bugs are concerned now. That, you know, and the biggest thing that they are talking about is bed bugs. People who live in houses that are infested with bed bugs, their kids are going to school and they're bringing their backpacks and all that stuff, and they're bringing bed bugs into the schools. Now, and they're saying, you know, this is a bad thing. I got to tell you, where I live, our school system in the county that I live in has what I would consider one of the best pest control programs that they self-manage and they handle. And I'm going to tell you, it's not going to happen in our school. Yeah, bed bugs are going to come in, but the people that manage the pest at our schools are going to be right on top of it, and they're going to take care of it. That might not be the case where you are, but, you know, this news release I got, you know, they're trying to scare you, and they're trying to sell some stuff that you can buy to spray all over your kids' backpacks. I'm not, you know, no. Don't do that, in my opinion. And, you know, I just, no. And so you should buy this stuff, according to them, and spray all of your kids' backpacks about every 2 weeks so that if the kids that bring in the bed bugs, when the bed bugs climb off of their backpacks and head over to your kids' backpacks, they're going to die. It's an organic product, but it is still a pesticide, and I don't want your kids carrying pesticides around all day, organic or not. I just don't want that to happen. So that's my thoughts. You know, that is my thoughts. A little bit of management by your local school district will handle all of this,
you know, cultural management, you know, notice that the problem is there, identify the problem, take care of the problem if the problem arises, you know, very integrated pest management type thing. In other words, just don't do massive spraying. Wait, inspect, you see a problem, go in and zap out that problem, and then you're done. That's the way to do this. I don't want to encourage you to buy stuff to spray all over your kids' backpacks that your kids are going to be carrying to school. I just don't want you to do that. All right. Another rather impassioned email I got this week was one of these where they want to get me into politics, and it's just not going to happen. I'm not going to allow it, but I will address the question. The question was, Michael, what do you think of Trump's new EPA? And the Trump's EPA administrator, I know very little about other than he's very pro-industry, but so far I've seen nothing go bad. Now, let's talk a little bit about the Environmental Protection Agency. The Environmental Protection Agency was actually started by a Republican. If you tell a Democrat that, they say, oh, no, it was started by a Democrat. Nope, it was started by Richard Nixon. And if you look at the history of the Environmental Protection Agency, who's been easiest on industry in the Environmental Protection Agency, it has mostly been the Democratic administrations that have gone reasonably easy. And the Republican, like Bush, had a really good EPA administrator. But, you know, she was pretty strict. She really wanted to protect the environment. I don't know about Trump's. I don't know him. Obama's EPA administrator was good, but I thought that Bush's was better in the sense of protecting the environment. Very impassioned people, but Obama's was good as well. Clinton's was okay. Nixon's was good. Ford's was good. Bush 1 was excellent. His EPA administrator. Understand that by now, the Environmental Protection Agency is a big, big, big bureaucracy in Washington. They got a big building. I've seen it, you know, walk by it. They got all kinds of career people that work there. All of them, by the way, or most of them, are wonderful people. I have interacted with many. I have never interacted with one that I had a problem with, ever. As a matter of fact, they've always been very cooperative. I've called when I've had questions for the radio show, and they bend over backwards to help. Every time that I have professionally encountered the Environmental Protection Agency under any presidency, just know that all government agencies are run by career people who have been with those agencies for years and years and years, and they're very passionate about what they do. And for the most part, they all do really, really, really good jobs. So do I think that President Trump is going to allow DDT back on the market or anything like that? That's what was asked. Do you think he's going to let the DDT come back? No, I don't. I don't think his administrator is going to do that. I think his administrator, like every other administrator that I have seen in the Environmental Protection Agency, is going to do their job to protect the environment. I don't think it's anything to worry about. I really don't. And I'm going to tell you, all of the regulations that have been in place for years and the laws, more than you know, the regulations, but the laws that have been existing for years, are good. And let me tell you, in case you don't know, there's a big difference between laws and rules or regulations. They come out with a law about pesticides, you know, as far as development of pesticides. That's the law. Well, attached to that law are a bunch of rules and regulations that are basically written by the bureaucrats. Those are not laws. Those are rules and regulations. Okay? And there tends to be lots of rules and regulations because bureaucrats like to write a lot of rules and regulations. But, you know, those are rules and regulations, and they can be changed easily if needed. Laws cannot.
opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.